Okay, so the next order of business now is to add in the help screen. There's actually just a couple of tasks left. We're almost to the end. I need to add the help screen. So when you click the little question mark on our mainpage.xaml, it'll pop open that white window that has the text. It's a text box. It's within a scroll viewer, so you can, because we had so much text, you should be able to move up and down. The other little innovation here is I'm going to need an X with an icon in the upper right-hand corner. I didn't demonstrate how to do this during days 1 through 3, so that should be an interesting little adventure for us. What object are we going to use to accomplish that? A hyperlink button wrapped around a image control, or can we use a button? Well, let's find out. Let's get started. We're going to need, first of all, a canvas. So, like the technique we've been using up to this point, just going to go ahead and start off this way. We're going to give it a name because we're going to want to control it from our C# code. And as you saw in the demonstration earlier, we're going to give it a white background. I'm not crazy about the white background for the simple reason that we're using a red background like we did in the previous video for the delete. I kind of like to keep things consistent. Don't even like just the white background. It's just very stark against our application. It looks very unprofessional just to have it out there. It's maybe not. Maybe it's just me imagining things. Maybe I could use a little image behind it as the background. There are some options here, but I'm just going to use the white background on a canvas for right now. So we'll set the vertical and horizontal alignments. And we're going to set the width. Now, a thought occurred to me while I was working on this was that I haven't done a lot of testing in landscape mode. That's something I'm going to need to do, possibly add another video just to go through the entire application in landscape and go through the entire application portrait. Just haven't given it a lot of thought. It's not a big problem. However, it's something I definitely want to make sure that I have under control. We want to set the visibility, since this is going to be a dialog window, we're going to set it to collapsed, and then programmatically in C#, we'll turn it back. We'll display it when somebody clicks on the app bar icon. Okay, so within the canvas, let's go ahead and finish out the canvas here. We're going to have some controls inside of it. Not the least of which is the text block that's going to have all of our text. And one of the challenges we're going to have with the text block is the text itself. So what we want, if you recall from the demonstration in the second video on day 4, there were multiple lines of text, and there's no easy way to do this right in line in the text attribute of the text block element in XAML. We're going to have to get a little more creative than that. So, for example, I can't just say this and then, do that escape sequence is cool. It's just not going to do anything for us here after we close this out. In fact, it's not going to do anything for us at all. But it wouldn't work, okay? So, we're going to have to use a different tactic, and the technique that we're going to use is to kind of rely on the default property of the text block, which is setting the text. So what we can do is create an opening and a closing text block, and then inside we can create our text like this. This is cool, and then all we need to do is figure out a way then to add our line breaks. And so fortunately for us, there is a line break tag that we can use to create a second line. Nice. And I think why we're not seeing our text right now is because the text color is, or the rather the foreground color is the same as the background color. So let's set this to black, and now we should see something. And if we scroll in closely, we can indeed see that we get a line break. So the key innovation here is just that using that default property inside of our text block, and then using a line break tag to create a line break. So let's get back and set a few more properties of the text block. The other thing that we're going to need to be aware of is that we want to put an X icon right here, and so we want to drop this text block down a little bit. Now I could just pull it down and go ahead and, as you can see, it'll automatically insert the canvas left in top for me, which is nice. I might want to add a little bit to that. Just knowing what I know, I'm going to go ahead and maybe move that down to 60 or 50. But ultimately, we know that we're going to need to be able to scroll within this because we have so much text. So I already know I'm going to be using a scroll viewer. So let's go ahead and set one of those up and then put our text block inside of it. And then we'll be set up well for, whoops, for what comes next. Let's indent this out. There we go. Great. Okay, so now we're in pretty good shape. So the canvas left and top, I'm going to go ahead and just put that in the scroll viewer instead. We'll get to that in just a moment. Let's give it a name. Help scroll viewer. And we'll give it a width and a height as well. We'll go ahead and make it the entire width and the height. We'll make it 300. Okay, so if we were to back this out, we can now see that we have in the selected area here 300 height, 400 width in our scroll bar. And then if we were to select just the text block inside of that, if we can, we would see that it indeed takes up most of that area as well. So let's go ahead and set some more properties for the text block. We probably want a slightly larger font size for one thing. We definitely want to turn text wrapping to wrap. And we're also going to set, we'll leave the width alone, but the height I want to adjust and give us plenty of room for our text. Now you see when we do that, the text box flies off the screen. It's going to go further than the actual scroll viewer window will allow us to see, but we'll be able to then use our finger or our mouse cursor and then get to that text. Okay? So here's where we want to add all of our help text. Now instead of me typing that out and looking at that as a exercise, I already just copied it out from some previous work I'd done and I put it here on a little notepad. So I'm just going to paste that in and now we get all of the text that we need. All right, so you can see that there is some, after this, click the plus icon below to add a new icon. There is another, click the X icon in this white window to close help. So you will be able to, let's go ahead and run it just to see what it looks like instead of trying to explain everything. All right, so we're going to hit the help icon. Whoops, we haven't implemented that yet. Let's go ahead and do that so we can see what we're working with before we get too far. So we're going to need to go to our question mark and add a click event handler. Whoops, click equals. And I'm going to use my naming convention, app bar underscore help underscore click. And then we'll navigate to it. And then what we want to do is call, I think it's help canvas dot visibility equal to visible. So now let's rerun the application, see if we got that working. All right, great. So unfortunately now there's no way to close this. We need to get that little X in place, but we got that much working. So we get to the point now where we need to decide how we're going to implement that little X icon in the upper right-hand corner. My suspects that I would think about potentially using are the our image control that's wrapped by a hyperlink button. Now, unfortunately, while the hyperlink button would work, it probably isn't the best option because you're not going to be able to click inside of it. It doesn't work exactly like an anchor tag in HTML. And the image control itself doesn't have a click event, so we're left with the button. And fortunately, we can set the background of the button using an image brush just like we saw in a previous video where we were able to use a gradient brush for, the border or for the background. We were able to use a solid color brush. We're also able to use an image brush. I think that's our best option. So what I'm going to do first of all is navigate and find on my hard drive the X that I want to use, and I'm going to look in a slightly different place than before. It's still going to be in our SDK. Where is that? Microsoft SDKs, Windows Phone, version 7, icons. But we've been working in the dark, but now we're going to work in light and just pull the close into our application, the close button. And I need to kind of move up here, and I'm going to drop it in images. Now, the one thing I'm not going to do for the close button is set its build action just yet. If I set it to content, what will happen is that I'm not going to see the it show up in the brushes dialog or the background color dialog. So I know from a little bit of experience that you have to leave the build action as resource in order for this to work. But in the interest of saving just a little bit of time, I'm going to drag and drop a button into place here on our XAML page. I'm going to give it a name as the help close button. And I'll move it into position over here on the right side. Again, that's something else I can use the designer to do quite effectively for me. And it gets it awfully close to where I wanted to put it, which is awesome. Then the other thing I'm going to use the designer for, just to save a little bit of time, is actually to go to the background and drop down to the image brush dialog selector. And I'm going to select an image. You can see that it found in the images folder the appbar close .rest.png. So I'm going to go ahead and select that. And then I'm going to set the stretch. You can see now a little preview that the stretch, ooh, it's awfully small. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to set the stretch to none, and that should help out quite a bit. Okay. I think the other thing that I want to do, you can see that we're getting some clipping. I'm not sure if that's, let's run the application and see if it's actually clipped whenever we see it on screen. It is. So there's something wrong with the image right now. I think my first thought is going to be to adjust the width and the height of the button. Maybe that would help out. I think the default size of the button wasn't quite large enough to accommodate the full height of the button. I happen to know the button icons are 48 pixels by 48, so giving it a 50 by 50 should be enough space. So let's go width equals 50, and then height equals 50. And then let's see where that gets us here. Let's find it. All right, and that was indeed the problem. Okay, great. Now the next thing I need to do is on this button is add the click event. So let's go ahead and go click equals, and we'll let it create a new event handler, and then let's navigate to it. And here we're going to just do the opposite of what we did in the previous line of code. So help canvas dot visibility equals collapsed. So we're going to hide it. All right, I think that's all that I'm going to need to do for this. Let's go ahead and run it and just take a visual inspection what it's going to look like. If anything, it might be a little low on the page, but I think it's going to work. Now we're going to test out our close button, and it works. Help close. Help close. Here's a nice little test. Let's go ahead and turn it like this and then hit help. All right. It still works. I'm wondering how much I'm clipping off under here. Probably a little bit. I could probably make this help screen a little smaller or move it up higher in order to get the full height. I think I'm okay though. So let's just go ahead and turn it back for now. And we're going to hit stop. And that is how you create the help screen using mostly XAML, but then also using that the button with the image on it, which we haven't looked at before, in order to in order to close the help page. All right, so there's just another task or two left. It's actually a pretty big task. I'm going to split into at least two videos, and so we'll see you in the next video. Thank you.